So if you read the Bible and rightly divide it, you'll find out that the saints are being conformed into the image of Jesus, right? And so you're moving away from the flesh mind, which is a divided mind, to the spirit mind, which is oneness and wholeness and completeness. And so the whole system is partiality and division and divided, and that's part of the birthing process, though, because it forces you to look at your own heart and see what parts are contrary. So when you go down a path and you realize there's contradiction, and you back up and you go down another path and you realize, oh, there's no contradiction here, this is the right path to go down.
All right.
And so a lot of people get stuck in a path and they're contradicted, you know. They're trying to figure out how to think right, and their contradictions are so obvious it's ridiculous. And instead of being convicted of the contradiction and saying, wait a minute, I'm not thinking right, and back up, they stay on that path. And so to quench out the Holy Spirit teaching them, they have to drink and drug and justify and lie to themselves and all that stuff just to justify it. But the Holy Spirit teaches the saint, and eventually he breaks them. You know, if they keep going down the wrong way, wrong path, he has to break them and reshape them, you know. And that's the whole process here. The whole process is to take the pieces and try to make wholeness. So if you study narcissism enough, you'll see a narcissist, and we've all been narcissists to a degree. We've all been selfish, but a narcissist has a split mind. So that's what the whole system's trying to do. It's an MK Ultra mind control trying to split your mind. And so the splitting of the mind is not wholeness. It's not complete. It's not whole. It's division. So the word whole is the same word as holy and wholeness and holographic. The word holographic is holy written. The holy writ is a bunch of tablets, a bunch of writings compiled together to give you the whole pie. The alphabet is the same way. It's a bunch of letters to give you the whole pie. So the pieces give you the whole pie. And so the Bible has 66 books to give you the whole pie, but once you see the whole pie, then you can actually see the same truth on every page. The whole is in the parts, and the parts are in the whole. So the Holy Writ is the hologram. And so the Holy Writ is 2D, but it's from the 5D and is playing out in the 3D. Let me say that again. The Holy Bible is written on 2D, right? For us to look at. But it originated in the 5D, the spirit realm, the ether of the spirit, and it's playing out in 3D. You're repeating it. You're birthing it down here, and you're going through the process. It's a compilation. And so the compilation is being fulfilled. The prophets prophesied. They saw things. In the future. Because it had already been written, right? It is written. Jesus even said, it is written. It is written. It is written. Well, it was written it's written on the 2D because it was written in the 5D. And the reason he was able to speak with authority and know all things is because it was written about him. It's written about him. That's why when you really get into some deep meditation and all, you start to be thinking about something, and as soon as you think about it, it appears. It appears. Why? Because it's about you. You're a piece. The body of Christ. Oneness in one faith. One Lord. One baptism. So you'll be thinking about something, and it appears on the TV screen, or the movie, or the series, or the music, or somebody says what you were just thinking. Why? Because your thoughts are not. Your thoughts are spirit. Your thoughts are more connected to the spirit realm than your body, because your body's flesh. Your body's actually connected to the material realm more, but your thoughts are connected to the spirit realm. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the Bible also says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, the spirit of your mind. So the spirit, the mind is spirit. Thoughts are spirit. Think about it. When you're dead and you raise up a new creature with a light body, with a new vessel, instead of a clay vessel, you get a body of light. You actually be going to be a shapeshifter, to be honest with you. So you're no longer a clay vessel, but a light body. Think about it. Your thoughts are still the same thoughts. You'll have more insight, but it's not going to be contrary to the word. It's going to line up with the word. So if you have the mind of Christ now, you're going to have the mind of Christ then. But you see through a glass dimly now, but then face to face. So my point is, you can know the truth right now. You can have the mind of Christ right now, but you're going to have to be different from the world because the world's upside down. It's the anti. And they're going to think you crazy, and you're probably going to have to be by yourself for a season to rebrainwash yourself from the world's noise. And when you start to cut off the music and the TV and all that stuff, if you do that for 7 years, if you cut off all noise like music, Hollywood, TV, and you just get in the Word and you just start breaking the words into parts and thinking about it, then the Holy Spirit starts to teach you more and more because you've cut the noise off. He can actually teach you then. And so the Holy Spirit's teaching you moment by moment, day by day. You look around, you say, oh, I've been here my whole life. I missed it. Everything's a ship. Everything's a ship, a body ship, a corporation ship, a business ship, a home ship, fellowship, sonship. Everything's a ship. How can everything be a ship? Because we're all floating. Everything is floating in the spirit. Excuse me. Everything is floating inside the ether of the spirit. It's all spiritual. Everything's a ship. The earth is a ship. The earth is a ship, your car is a ship, your body's a ship, your house is a ship, your business is a ship. And that's why every ship has a captain. It's a fractal piece. And so everything's a ship. And how can everything be a ship when we're not in water? Because we are in water, but it's the spiritual water. Everything is floating in the ether of the spirit, just like a boat is in water. Everything in front of you, everything in you, everything around you is floating in the ether of the Spirit. So the Spirit of God penetrates every dimension. God's Word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword to the dividing asunder of spirit, soul, joints, and marrows, and discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So God knows your heart, the thoughts and intent of the heart. So your heart and your thoughts interconnected. Connect. Everything's connected, and everything's a fractal piece of the Spirit. The Spirit penetrates all things. He knows your heart. He knows. It only makes sense that He knows, because He created all things. You can't hide from God. It's a fractal. He knows about hell. He knows about people burning in hell. God did not make hell for humans. God made hell for the devil and his angels. But humans decide to go there because they want to be their own sacrifice. And so to be their own sacrifice, to be their own God, they got to burn forever. Think about it. Why would somebody go to hell? Because they want to be their own savior. And they want to be their own offering. So if they want to be their own offering, they got to be a sweet-smelling offering forever. As the smoke of their torment goes up as a sweet-smelling offering. Because all things point to Jesus, the offering. Jesus is our sacrifice, our offering. The burnt offering. The wave offering, all the different offerings of the Old Testament pointed to Jesus. Everything does. Think about it. He's to create a human. He had this. God cannot look on sin. So to create a human, he knew humans would sin. And so he had to split space time, go to the cross. The blood had to be the covering in order for us to even exist. That's why the moon is red. It has, you know, moon means blood. The moon goes back to the blood. That's why there's a blood covering the moon. That's why when the woman has a baby, there's blood. Everything has to have a blood covering. The stop signs are red, blood. You have to have the blood covering typology to keep you from being killed, destroyed. This whole place should be destroyed, except for the blood. This whole reality shouldn't even exist. There's a covering, and it's the blood covering. The only way it exists is because the blood. It's so sinful and wicked. God could destroy this in an instant and still be just about doing it. Except for Jesus, except for the ones who trust in Jesus, that's eternal life. So he made a covenant with you. If you believe on Jesus, receive Jesus, you have eternal life. So he's not going to go against his promise and his covenant. We might break covenant down here. We might get divorces and we might break agreements, but God don't break his agreement. And so eternal security is a biblical doctrine. Once saved, always is the mind of Christ. Why are you going to lose your salvation? God don't change his mind. He said, believe on Jesus and you shall be saved. So that's how it works. In this earth, you're going to have trouble because the flesh is nothing but sin. So you got to be ready.